You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and accessibility within theatres is something that we talk about a lot here on Connect Radio. And Shona Louise, a disability and theatre blogger, has taken matters into her own hands. After surveying 262 disabled people to gain a snapshot of what it's like being both a disabled audience member and a disabled person working in the theatre industry, a massive 77% said that accessibility issues has stopped them from visiting or working in theatres before. And Shona has written an open letter to the industry to try and battle this and to ensure that disabled people feel more welcome and included in theatres going forward. And Shona is here joining me now to tell us a little bit more about it. Thank you so much for joining me, Shona.
Thank you for having me.
So you both work in theatres and visit theatres for, you know, to go and watch plays and things like that. What do you think the biggest issue is?
I think it really depends on your disability, really. I think you can ask, several disabled people and you'll get a different answer every time. I think certainly physical access is a massive barrier and issue, especially in the West End. It tends to be better in regional theatres, which are newer buildings. But in the West End, we're working with really old buildings that are often listed. And so making changes is supposedly hard, even though I can reel off a list of examples where changes have been made quite easily. So I think physical access is probably one of the biggest barriers that we're still trying to deal with, really. And it's because of sort of attitudes behind the scenes. So I guess it's a bit of both, really. You know, people aren't taking the issue seriously enough. You know, we're kind of doing the bare minimum and thinking that that's okay.
And like you said, there is theatres in the West End, old buildings that have made themselves accessible. Why do you think other theatres are reluctant to do that?
I think a lot of it is about not having enough disabled people inside the industry who can kind of speak up. You know, when renovations happen or changes happen on the inside, if there isn't a disabled person in the room to speak up, then the issue is probably not going to come up at all. You know, I think you have to either be disabled or know someone disabled to realize the issues going on behind the scenes. And so if we had more people working in the industry, then there would be more voices to voice these issues, because often it gets to the point where it's the customer flagging it at the end of the process when nothing can be changed.
And was this one of the main reasons that you decided to write this open letter? I mean, you've worked in the industry for a while and you've been a fan of the industry for a while. So what was the final straw for you to think, actually, I'm not having this, I'm going to do something about it?
I think it was just a build up of a lot of different issues, and it just kind of got to the point where it was like, right, this is happening too often. You know, it was, you know, I have a whole list of theatres in the West End that I can't even get inside as a wheelchair user. And then I have people messaging me all the time saying, there's not enough accessible performances, you know, the toilets aren't great, there aren't any changing places, facilities. And it's just when you're getting that on sort of a near daily basis, there just comes a point where you have to say, okay, like something needs to be done. And it felt like disability had not had the moment and the conversation that it deserved in the industry.
So tell us about the letter then. What's it about and who's it for?
So the letter is towards the commercial theatre industry, sort of the bigger theatre groups and operators, really, asking for a better standard of access. So right now, kind of the accepted standard is things like side entrances down alleyways, you know, a couple of accessible performances a year, restricted views from wheelchair spaces, not being able to book online, not being able to sit with friends or family. And that's kind of the accepted standard that we have. And so I'm asking that we need to raise that standard a bit more. You know, it's 2021, we should be moving forward now, but we're still kind of doing the bare minimum. And then also just the increased hiring of disabled people, because I think the more disabled people you hire, the more problems you can solve and the more you realise how big an issue this is.
And it is a massive issue. And like you say, having people in the room to be able to flag these things up is so important. What would be sort of the golden outcome to come out of this whole process? What are you aiming for?
On a sort of a baseline, I wanted this to be a conversation starter, particularly for people who are currently working in the industry who perhaps have not thought about disability before, you know, not considered access. You know, I really wanted this to be a conversation starter for people to kind of learn more about it and realize, okay, there is more that I could be doing, because I think everyone who works in the industry has a role to play, who can, you know, sit in a room and look around and say, okay, who's missing, and then do something about that.
And we've come to appreciate live performance much more now after COVID. Have you found that the coronavirus has affected the confidence of disabled people to get out and go to the theatre?
Absolutely, it has. You know, during the lockdowns, we gained so much online theatre, which made it much more accessible to people. And, you know, we all had conversations when that was going on about how wonderful it would be to keep that around, and there were promises made. And now we can see as theatres have reopened, which is amazing and great for the industry. You know, online performances and stream performances are starting to tail off now, and so we're going back to people being shut out of the industry. You know, me and many other disabled people would have liked to have seen us to learn from the pandemic and the lockdowns and, you know, move forward to make ourselves more accessible.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Ramps to the Moon?
Yeah, so Ramps on the Moon is a consortium that has theatres across the UK. And I visited one of them, the Leeds Playhouse, which is probably the most accessible theatre I've ever visited. I could access every single part of it backstage, each of the theatres, rehearsal rooms, everything. And each of these theatres hire something called an agent for change, someone who is always disabled, who oversees kind of access and disability within those theatres to make sure that in everything they do, disability is being considered and making sure that they're welcoming to disabled performers, to disabled audience members. And it's really just kind of embedded in their ethos, really, that, okay, this is something that we know is a big issue, and so we're going to take the steps to do something about it. And that is what I would love to see across the UK. You know, it's not possible for every theatre, but certainly every, you know, each of the big theatre groups and operators should be having a role like that, because often you'll find that there are access leads or there's access consultants, but they're not always disabled people, and that's kind of a big flaw in the system,
And
really.
that is a really positive thing, you know, the theatres that have that, but it sort of needs to be one more widespread.
Absolutely. It's kind of seen as, you know, a great, you know, unique thing that kind of exists within a bubble, whereas it should be used as a template, I think, for other theatres to follow.
Shona, where can we find out more about the work that you've been doing and read the letter?
Yeah, so you can read the letter on my blog, which is www.shonalouise.com, and then you can also find a version on my Twitter, in my pinned tweet, which is screen reader accessible.
Great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us, Shona.
Thank you for having me.